Okay, today's daf is daf yud in Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to the last two words, Tesla Mabez v'Yibayis Ema. So the Gemara yesterday had asked a question on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara had quoted the question of who is the authorship of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, which says, Kenidre Rishayim is a neder, but Kenidre Ksherim is not a neder, because Ksherim don't make Nedarim, but Kenidvosam, like the Nedava of Ksherim, then it would be good. And the Ron explained yesterday that this Nether and Nedava is connected to the usual explanation of Nether and Nedava, but not exactly. Nether here means you're no dare to do something, but it's not wholeheartedly. That's why you don't do it right away. You say, I promise to do it in the future, so you're doing it, but it's not legamre benidvas halev. While nedava, it means a complete nidvas halev, a full, wholehearted giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, performing a certain behavior. So the Gemara says, who is our Mishnah like? Is it like Rabbi Meir or is it like Rabbi Yehuda? It looks like neither. Because Rabbi Meir says it's better not to make any nedarim at all. He does not make any allowances for Nadava. Or Rabbi Yehuda says it's better to make a neder and fulfill the neder. So the Gemara gave one answer yesterday. That was the bottom of Amud Aleph going over to my base. The Mishnah could fit in according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who says it's better not to do anything, that just refers to Nadar. But Nadava, he would agree, is okay. That was the first answer. So now we're up to the second answer to that question. V'yibay Yisema, the bottom of Amud Beis. V'yibay Yisema, going Yud Amud Aleph, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. No, it could even fit it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that it's good to make nedarim and fulfill them. Didn't our Mishnah say it's not good? Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, ki amar Rabbi Yehuda ben nedava, ben neder lo amar. Rabbi Yehuda only meant that it was a good thing to do by nedava, but not by neder. Ay, v'aktani, doesn't he say? Tov mizeh mizeh noder umakayim? Isn't his lashon that the best thing to do is to be noder and fulfill? That seems like neder is also good. So where's the note? Tani no devu makayim. Switches words. Really, he means no devu makayim. So the Gemara goes through the same kind of shakla vatari that it went through yesterday. Maishna no der delo. Why would he be against? Why would Rabbi Yehuda be against making a neder? Dilma asi baladei takala. Maybe he will come. It will come to takala. Maybe he won't fulfill it. He'll violate bal ta'acher. Nedava nami dilma asi baladei takala. So to nedava. Nedava, also, you should be worried, because you're going to designate this animal to be a karban, and there'll also be takala. Remember yesterday, machlokas, mefaresh and ran, what does that mean? Right, the ran said, also, it means bal ta'acher, while the mefaresh said, no, it means, he says, mefaresh, there is no bal ta'acher by nedava, but you're worried about violating me'ila, because there's a chashash of giza va'avoda. You might shear the animal, you might use the animal, you might work the animal, and we discussed yesterday, how do you answer that? Because it seems from other Gemaras that there is Baal Ta'acher, even by a Nedava. So we discussed that yesterday, how you explain the Mefarish and the Rush, who also seem to be like the Mefarish. But anyway, so today the Gemara answers the same question. If you're worried by Neder that it's going to lead to problems, so too by Nedava it should lead to problems. Answers the Gemara, sixth line, Yudam and Aleph. It says, the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda l'taymei, no, Rabbi Yehuda will follow his own reasoning why there is no chshash by Nedava. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, you do exactly what we mentioned yesterday from Hillel Hazaken. To Amar, he says, Ada mevi kifsaso la'azara, a person should first bring his chulin animal to the azara, umakdisha, and then sanctify it, makdish it there, v'somech aleha, and then do smicha on it there, v'shochta, and then shechtet, meaning that you're not worried about any type of me'ila or any type of bal ta'acher, because right before you give it to the Kohen, so you're going to shechtet, you're going to be makdish and shechtet right there. So that's why it's not a problem. We haven't discussed it in the past, but just to note, there is a concept of tekef l'smicha shechita. We're supposed to do smicha right before we do shchit. The smicha leaning on the animal by any karban involved in a chait, that's vidui. You do smicha, you lean on the animal, you do vidui on the animal. The Rambam writes, I don't have it in front of you, in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, the Rambam writes that by a non-chait animal, like by a shlamim, you say divrei shevach. You lean on the animal and you give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You might say, what are you doing smicha for? You're not being misvada that this animal should be in my place and the chaylev should be like my chaylev. So you do divrei shevach when you lean on the animal. But that's take of smicha shchita. We discussed this a little bit, if you remember, back in Maseches Beitza, when we spoke about allowances of certain karbanos on Yontif, machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel there, and we said then it's based, the root is, how serious do you take this concept of take of l'smicha shechita, because leaning on the animal is using animals on Shabbos, on Yontif, ishtamshus b'balei chayim. So would you allow smicha to be done on Yontif right before the shechita? So we discussed that then, but here it alludes to that concept as well, that you do smicha and then you do shechita. So that explains why there's no problem, there's no chshash of takala by a nedava of an animal. So it continues the Gemara. Teinach nedava de karbanos. So if that explains nedava of karbanos in the Mishnah, why that's, in the Mishnah, remember, the Mishnah says, kinidvas ksherim would be okay by a karban and by a nazir. So that explains by nedava of a karban, why there's no takala. Nedava de nazirus by ikalameimar. What about nazirus? You can be no div nazirus. Isn't there a takala there? You're worried about you're going to drink wine. You're going to become tameh. You might brush your hair and pull out some hairs. So shouldn't we be worried? So why is that a great thing to do? According to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Rabbi Yehuda l'taymir. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to his own reasoning, the Tanya has the following brisa says. So again, it's similar to what we said yesterday. When you're talking about great tzaddikim, like that nazir that we discussed yesterday, you're not worried about chashas. You're not worried about anything happening. This is somebody who's going to take his nazir very seriously, and you don't have to worry there's going to be any chashash, there's going to be any mishap. So the same idea here. The Tanya, similar idea. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chasidim harishonim, hayu misavin lahavi karban chatos. The chasidim harishonim used to desire and yearn to bring a karban chatos. Why? Just look at the top rush on the amud. Shall ye a carbon nadar behem? They didn't want to not have any carbon. They wanted to be able to bring every carbon to Hashem. Every carbon. So most carbonists, you can volunteer. It's not a problem. You can volunteer an ola. You can volunteer a shlamim. You can volunteer a mincha. You can volunteer a toda. But there's one carbon you can't volunteer. That's a chatas. We'll get to one more in a minute. But you can't volunteer a chatas. A chatas is baal chait. So you're going to volunteer an avera to bring a chatas. So what do? So these Chassidim Rishonim were very worried. They desired to bring a carbon. They wanted to give every type of present you can give to Hashem. They wanted to bring a chatas. But the problem was, they didn't do any averus. Lafisha ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala yadayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring any takala through their hands. What does that mean? So the Pashas just means that, you know, they were pretty pious people and they didn't do any Averis b'mezid. They didn't think that they do any specific Averis, and you can't bring, there's no way to bring a Chatas if you're not sure. Even if you're a Mesupik that you did an Avera, if you're Vada really Mesupik, then maybe you could bring a certain type of Karban, not a Chatas. A Chatas is only Baal Vadai. Maybe you can bring an Ashab Talui, which we'll talk about soon. Ashab Talui is only when you are really in a state of suffix, but maybe they didn't even get to there, that state of suffix. So what did they do? So we'll get back to this statement in a minute. Let's first finish. Shemaha Yuosin. Omnu Misnat Vin Naziris Lamakom. They said, I have a way to bring a chatas. I'll become a nazir. If I become a nazir, so what does a nazir bring at the end of his naziris? It's carbon chatas. So in that way, I outsmarted the system. I figured out a way to bring a carbon chatas without really doing an avera. Kadesha Yishayiv carbon chatas lamakom. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're allowed to do this, and that's why, and that's the case of the tzaddikim, that you don't have to worry about the nedava of their karbanos. Before we see Reb Shimon, which is the another shita in the brisa, the mafarish here. Look at the first skinny line. The mafarish says, what does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala al yedeihem? Klomar shehem misyarin shelo yasu shem chait. They were fearful that they didn't want to do any chait, right? They're fearful. They were very worried. For rotzin lavi carbon les chaper lein. They want to bring a kapara, but they didn't do any avera. So you can't bring a kapara for not doing an avera. Lefi she'ena kadosh baruch hu maybe takala al yedeihem, because the kadosh baruch hu prevents them. This is how he is understood. Prevents them from doing an avera. Maha yuosin kadosh baruch hu chayv a carbon. What they do? So what could they do? She'en mevi'en carbon chadas ela al chait mamish. Because just because you're worried about a chait, that's not enough to allow you to bring a chatas. So they didn't do anything. They didn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented them from doing averus. And he has an inyan acher, which is a similar idea as well. So the first to talk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented them from doing averus. So what was their habit to want to bring a chatas? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented, there was no avera involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them, gave them certain siyata d'shmaya, b'chir chashis, not a rishu now, but either way, they reached such a level of a bol atayr, they were on such a level of not doing any averus, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will prevent them. So why did they want to? What was the chatas about? There was no shemitz of an avera here. So the Shaul HaMeshiv, Rav Natanson, suggests shekavanas hamafaresh she'af shekadosh baruch hu monea mehem lachto, even though Hashem prevented them from sinning, mikol makom rotze lahavi karpara. Why they want to bring a kapara? They didn't do any aveira. Amasha ba'atzmusam hayuchotim ilulei shekadosh baruch hu hayu ma'akev ba'adam. They would have done the aveira if Hashem would have given them help. Without the special side of the Shemaya, they would have done the aveira. So they wanted to bring a kapara because be'etzem they would have violated the aveira. What does that mean? So he quotes the Biuri Adaf at the bottom. Quotes. Maybe this could be understood based on Rabbi Chanan. Which Rabbi Chanan? In the end of the Kovas Haaretz. The Kovas Haaretz is not known for its agadic interpretation. The Kovas Haaretz, Rabbi Chanan, we did many of the Kovas Haaretz on Yevamos. It's known for his lamdas on Yevamos. At the end of the Kovas Haaretz, he has a few pages on Biurei Agados al Derech HaPshat. That's what it's called. Biurei Agados al Derech HaPshat. So there in Simin Gimel, it quotes that whenever we do a mitzvah, there are really two aspects of every mitzvah. We referred to this a little bit yesterday even. Two aspects of every mitzvah. Number one is the fact that we're listening to God. We're listening, we're doing the Tzivi Hashem. Wonderful. And number two is the toeles that comes out of every mitzvah. Ki b'chol mitzvahs yishtem shei dvarim. Number one, he has the opposite order. Toeles v'tikun ha-na'aseh mi-ha-mitzvah. The godless that occurs in Shemayim v'aretz, based on my mitzvah. Asher b'shvil zeh tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asosa. And why Hashem commanded me to do it. Ki l'chol mitzvah yishtam. Every mitzvah has a reason. Whether we understand the reason or not, but there's some benefit to every mitzvah. And he quotes the Ramban by Shiluach HaKan. Every mitzvah has some type of benefit. Ubishvil zeh, and according to this, it's right to do the mitzvah even if we weren't commanded. This is what we quoted from Rav Chaim Ivolajin yesterday, for about the Avos doing the mitzvahs before Matan Torah. So says, on the one, number one, says Rav Chanan, every mitzvah has some type of benefit inherently. Forget the fact that God commanded it. It would have this benefit, just the action itself. And number two, acharishin, it's tavinu, who inya b'fnei atzmo l'kayim tzivi Hashem yisbarach. Once we're commanded to do it, the memela, the benefit is listening to God. The fact that I'm listening to my Creator. Two aspects of every mitzvah. Says Rav Chanan, the same thing by Averis. Two aspects to every Averis. Number one is the rebellious nature of my action against God, besides the fact that there's something negative that comes out of this act, out of this Averis. But there is an element that just not listening to God. Forget the act, the toelis that came out of it. So suggest this, the Biuri Adaf, maybe that's what the Shaul HaMeshiv here means. They were preventing from doing Averis, you're right, so that there was nothing that came out of the Averis, because the Averis never took place. But inherently, they wanted to do the Averis. Inherently, ba'atzmusam, they were ready to do it. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented them with their Siyata Dishmaya. So if they were prevented, so maybe that's what they wanted to get a kapara on. Because still ba'atzmusam, they wanted to do the Avera. It even says maybe that's what it means. That's the wording in the Mefarish when he says, Shem Siyarim Shelo Yasu Shum Chet. What's Shum Chet? Because the action itself was the Maisa merit involved was that what they wanted to do Shuvah. Okay, that is that. Yeah. So you're going to ask me from another Gemara right now.
No.
Right, somebody has a time to do an Avera and withstands it. There is here in Siyata D'Shmaya that he had help.
So what are you bringing a carbon for?
Sorry?
What are you bringing a carbon for?
So why do you bring a carbon for? They still felt like if I would have been in this state that this wouldn't even be any Siyun for me.
But that's all
Tafkir Hai. It's the old Tafkir Hai, but let's say, look at it this way. Like every time we conquer something, we go to another mountain, another mountain. So maybe we're upset that we're not on the next mountain yet. I'm still on this level that I'm not there yet. So they're always, again, this is above and beyond the normal, we can usually look at it as we're happy we're able to conquer the Nisayan. But, right, he was upset that he couldn't. Even, isn't a chatas for a shogeg? Most chatos are for shogeg, but a shogeg is usually, you know, if you would have even been more careful, maybe you wouldn't have even cut the shogeg. You wouldn't even have come to the act. It wasn't an ones. Well, the ones, it was still a shogeg. There's a question we're not going to deal with, just to mention the question, and that is, some achronim ask, there are other gemaras that say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents tzaddikim from even their animals. Even their animals, not having a takala, and Tosas they ask, you see many times tzaddikim do averis in the gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe he turned the candle on Shabbos. So what does Tosas answer all over? Only by midat achila, by food. Hashem's going to prevent tzaddikim from getting tray food in their mouth. So here's everything, not just food. Here's any aveira. So I saw one shot. Maybe there's a difference between chassidim, rishonim, and tzaddikim. Maybe different levels of chassidim, rishonim. They were shoah achas before davening and after davening. They were at different levels. Maybe they got divine protection regarding everything. But tzaddikim are in a different category. Okay. But either way, so these were tzaddikim that tried to get, tried to bring every carbon. There is a question that is dealt. Well, let's finish the next opinion of the Brisa, and then we'll ask the question. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo nadru benazir. Rabbi Shimon argues. Okay, let's just. What was the context of the Gemara? Why do we bring this up, this Brisa? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds these were great tzaddikim that tried to bring a chatas, and therefore there's no chash that there's going to be any takala that comes out of the actions, the nedavis of these people, these who, the only way that they could outsmart the system was to make themselves a nazir and then bring a chatas. The only way they can bring a chatas. So that's why we're not worried about, we don't have shashos that their nedava will lead to takala. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about in the Mishnah, that a nedava is great. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo nadru benazir. Rabbi Shimon said, no. You shouldn't even, if they were at such a level that they were so worried about chatayim and therefore they try to become a nazir, this is not an option. Because even becoming a nazir is a chait. So it's not an option to become a nazir to be able to bring the chatas. Why? Ela rotzel havi ola b'sadev maybe. Fine, ola, you have an option. Shlamim b'sadev maybe. Shlamim can be volunteered. Toda v'arbarna minechal b'sadev maybe. A toda also, right? We know a toda is brought with 40 loaves. 40 loaves, 10 chametz, 30 matzah. Misnadev umevi. Also a toda can be misnadev. Right, that's interesting. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos, and Maseches Zvachim about a carbon toda. Are there some cases that you're obligated to bring a carbon toda? So Rashi says in a number of places, yeah, there are some cases. Chayim, right, the four cases. Chayim, chola, you become, right, v'chol ha-chayim yidu chasela, that's the remes. Right, chayim is chola, if you become better from a sickness. Yud is Yisurin, right? You get out of jail. Yam is Yardein. Yam, you come across the river. And Mem is Midbar, you come across the desert. So that's a remnant. Those are the Berachas HaGomel ones. But Rashi, in a number of places, suggests maybe those four are also bechuyah to bring a carbon toda. Tosfos discusses whether that's true or not, whether there's an obligation to bring a toda, or it's still a nice idea, but it's not obligated. But either way, so the Gemara here says, whether you're obligated or not ever, you could always be misnadef. You could volunteer to bring a carbon toda with its loaves. So that works according to Reb Shimon. We mentioned in the past, just to put in brackets, the beautiful thought of the Nitziv. The Nitziv makes the ha'ara that the carbon toda has the shortest time to eat in and the most stuff to eat. No other carbon has 40 loaves you bring with that. A chatas has no loaves. Chatas only the kohanim, a shlamim. Everybody has a little bit of a shlamim. Shlamim comes with no loaves. Only a nazir has a couple of loaves, but a chatas, I mean a ktoda, 40 loaves, and you have to finish it by chatzos. Right, there's a principle usually called ein mevi'in karbanos lebeis apsul. Right, you don't want to bring karbanos to when you, if you got to throw out the carbon. If there's a good chance this is going to be nosar, we'd rather not bring the carbon. That's why erev Pesach you don't have a carbon toda because there's chametz there. Right, that's why on Erev Yom Kippur you have a carbon. You're gonna have 2 hours to eat it until the Isser of Chametz comes. No, Eimavi and Kachim Lebeis Apsul. You don't want to cause problems. You got to have such a short time. But by a carbon toda, we have so much to eat and so little time to eat it. So that's why the Nitziv explains that that's the whole point of a carbon toda. Because when you give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to do it before Hesya. The only way to finish all this food is to invite all your friends. And you're gonna tell what's going on here. Oh, you invited me. You're gonna party. What happened? Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. That's the whole point of a toda. That's one of the makoros that it's about making a sudas hoda. One of the makoros, because the carbon toda has so much to eat in a short time to eat it, so you have to do it with everybody. You gotta make a public celebration. So, but that could be volunteered, says the Gemara. So it says Reb Shimon, you have an ola, you have a shlamim, you have a toda, no problem. But, aval benaziris lo, but by a naziris lo, hisnadvu. They did not, or mizatnis, we're not misnadev. And of course, you are misnadev achatas. Kedei shelo yikru chotim. They didn't want to be called chotim. Shene'emar, because the Torah calls a nazir a chote, says Reb Shimon. V'chiper alav me'ashe chata al ha-nefesh. He will bring a kapara, since he sinned al ha-nefesh. He sinned with his soul, and therefore, you don't have a choice. Reb Shimon says, sorry, you're stuck. You're stuck. There's no way to bring a chatas. Okay? Reb Yehuda said, there's a way. You become a nazir. Reb Shimon says, sorry, there's no way to become a chatas. Ask some of the achronim. Beautiful kasha. Which carbon is missing? Hashem! What about a Karban Hashem? Gemara's silence. Where's Karban Hashem? It's not fair. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara talks about all the Karbanas. Okay, don't talk about Mincha either, but the Mincha can be Bistadif. Mincha can be Bistadif also. But what about a Karban Hashem? Where's Hashem? So a number of answers are given. The Sefer Olas Tamid suggests, why not Hashem? Because there is an Hashem you can bring, according to some Tanaim. Hashem Talui. Right, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Krisus, Daf Chaf Hey, that Misnadiv Adam Hashem Talui B'chol Yom. You can bring an Hashem Talui is usually brought for a Suffolk Avera. You're not sure if you did Avera, so you bring an Hashem Talui. Once you know you did the Avera, you have to bring the Vadai Chatas. Hashem Talui you bring if you're not sure. So what if usually Hashem Talui means you're really not sure. You ate a piece of meat, you're not sure if it was kosher or treif. Or there are two pieces, you ate one of them. But if you're totally not sure, right, let's say you don't think you did an Avera, but maybe you did. So I'll bring an Hashem Talui today just to cover myself. So, there are some Tanaim that say, no problem. The Machlokas, whether we hold that way, but maybe that's why it doesn't say Hashem Talui here, because there is a certain Hashem here, because there is a way to volunteer a Karban Hashem. Number one. There was one Tana that brought an Hashem Talui every single day of the year, except for one. Mosol Yom Kippur. They say, come on. Well, what do you do? Myrav last night. What kind of Aver you do in a couple hours? So, that's why, that was the only day that the Gemara there says in Krisus that he didn't bring it. But every other day he brought. One answer. Another answer. The Chassam Sofer suggests that maybe she'efsha shalom hisavah chazid mahavi asham. Maybe they wanted to bring an asham. El shlohayi biyad mahavi asham, but there was no way by chatas you have an option. By a nazir asham you don't have an option. There's no choice. The Gemara didn't bring it up because what are you going to do? The only time you're going to bring an asham is if you're a nazir shenitma. So you're not going to become tamei on purpose. So that's why I said the Chassam Sofer. You're right. It should have said asham, but there's no mitzvah. So they didn't bring it up because there's just no way. Rabbi Yehuda brought up chatas because there's an option. You become a nazir at the end of your nazirus. But there's no option by an asher. Maybe there's another idea, though. Maybe there's another idea that wasn't brought up. And that is, if you think about asher, and again, this is really the topic of a separate whole shiur. If you think about asher, it's fascinating to try to figure out the real nature of asher. Because we know there are two karbanas that are really on opposite poles. There's a karban chatas and a karban ola. A chatas is that's the carbon that's Baal Chet. It comes for sins. And the Zrikas Hadam, the sprinkling of a chatas, is unique among karbanos. That symbolizes the kapara element. You sprinkle on every corner of the Mizbeach, only by a chatas. You sprinkle on every of the four corners. You sprinkle above the Chut HaSikra, on top of on the corners, on top, you sprinkle. Right? You put your finger in each time, the Kohen, and he sprinkles. Chatas has a very high standard of what's required for the Zrikas. That's by a chatas. What about an Ola? Ola's the opposite. It's under the Chut HaSikra. Ola's a present. It's called Doron in the Gemara. It does that, yeah, you can volunteer, you do anything wrong, you just want to bring a present to Hashem. The Gemara says, Ola is Eina Mechaperes. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. It doesn't bring a Kapara. Okay, there's a Chazal, maybe for an Isser Aseh that you didn't do. But either way, really, an Ola is a present. How many times do you sprinkle an Ola? Say it in Ezel Makoman, Shtayim Shein Arba. On two of the diagonally opposite corners, it spreads on the two corners. Every corner, nah, you don't have to be so stringent. Every corner, just Shtayim Shein Arba. You do it on opposite corners, and you could just sprinkle, you could throw the dam with the kli, you don't have to dip your finger in. You could just, you know, be shofechit, just throw the kli there. Ola has a very much lower, under the Chut HaSikra, it's on the bottom. Again, we think that this is all details, but there's so much symbolism to every little detail of every avoda. So the chiyav chatas on the one hand, and you have ola on the other hand. Chatas is baal chet. Ola, no, present. So what about asham? So asham, you might have said, asham's like chatas. Asham's like chatas. Why? Asham is also baal chet. Asham is always linked to chet. There's even an unbelievable line in the Ramban. The Ramban, what is this Ramban, the end of Naso? If you look at the whole second half of Naso, we all know the laning. Whole second half of Naso, the Chanukah, the Mizbeach, the Nisiyim brought one of each carbon to be Mechanech Mizbeach. Every Nasi. Korban, no, Karas, Kezav, Achash, right? You look through every paragraph, where we're so used to it, but if you analyze it for a minute, every carbon is brought. They bring a mincha, right? Kafachaz, Zorotha, Malaya, Katores, Parecha, Bebech, Ola is brought, Chatos is brought. Every carbon is brought except for one. There's one carbon that's not there. Asham. There's no Asham. Ask the Ramban, where's the Asham? If you're Chatos Mizbeach with every carbon, where's the Asham? So the Ramban says, in Bamidbar Perek Zayin, I'll read you the Lashon, Ki hachatas v'ha Asham, Dovar Echad, v'shem Echad hu, v'Torah Achas Lohem. Basically the same idea. in Lomdus. Conceptually, the same idea, says the Ramban. So on the one hand, Hashem connects a lot to Chatas. But look at the dinim of the Zrika. Hilcha Zrikas Adam. What's an Hashem? Hashem's like an Ola. Hashem is not on all four. Shayim Shein Arba like an Ola. And you do it under the Chut HaSikra like an Ola. And you notice to stick your finger in like an Ola. So it's like, an Ola, it's like a Chatas. So it has some elements of a Chatas, it has some elements of an Ola. So what is it? So again, that is a big discussion. Maybe we'll come back to it one day. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim, because you find in a number of places that the tanoim discussed should Asham be separate. But either way, maybe one could suggest that maybe here too, it doesn't mention Asham based on that Ramban. Because Asham is really Chatas, Kachatas, Kasham, the same ideas apply to the Chatas and the Asham. And as I mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, I don't remember what it was, this comes up in Hilchus Arachayim. Where in Arachayim is this going to come up? In Simen Aleph in Shulchan Arach. Simen Aleph. I've done that. Simen Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Going backwards for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Aleph, Sif Zion. Only the seventh halach in all Shulchan Aruch. Kishe Yisayim Parsha Sa'ola Yomar. Yehi Ratzon Shei Yezeh Chashuva B'kubal Kiilu Graf the Ola. V'kach Yomar Acher Parsha Zamincha V'hashlamim. Right, so there, Chatas and Asham are not, the Hiratzon saying after the Yezeh Makomen in the morning. So if you look backwards in the Tur for a minute, the Tur says, V'chein Yomar Acher Parsha Zmincha V'shlamim V'asham. The Tur quotes Asham also. And then he says, not by Chatas, because Chatas is not Banadava. But the Tur says, you say the Yiratzon after Asham. Asham is not Banadava. The Beis Yosef says, it's not Banadava. Maybe he's referring to Asham. Talui, number one. Maybe Asham is Bichlal Chatas. Asham Bali, Afshar, the Bichlal Chatasu. He discusses it right there. He quotes the Maria Buav. The Afshar, maybe all Ashams are connected. Asham Talui is one of the five Ashamos. But either way, this discussion of the relationship between Asham and Chatas is right here in Simen Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. You have to look for kachim. You look right here. Kachim is halacha lemaisa, right? We say karbanos every day. Okay. Anyway, so that was the discussion why Asham is not in the Gemara. Let's get back to the Gemara now. Amar Abaya. Shimon HaTzadik, right in the middle of the Amar. Shimon HaTzadik, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'Rabbi Elazar HaKafar, kulon shita achas hein. All of these three opinions, two of which we have had already, all basically say the same thing. The Ran points out it's not exactly the same thing. That is that they're all going to say that being a nazir is a bad idea. Being a nazir is a chote. But they're not exactly the same. As the Ron points out, one of them only holds that a nazir tame is a chote. The other one says that every nazir is a chote. And so it's not exactly the same, but it's basically the same idea, says the Ron. Shita achasei. The nazir chote havi. The nazir is a chote. Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon HaDamron. Shimon HaTzadik we had yesterday, right? That was Shimon HaTzadik who said he never ate from a nazir's carbon except that one guy with the long hair who looked into the river. Right, so was, but otherwise he thought he'd never eat from a nazir's karban. V'Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon we just had, Had Amran. So Reb Lazar Kapar, Berebi Detanya. The third opinion in the group is the following. As the Brisa says, Reb Lazar Kapar, Berebi Omer, V'chibar Allah me'ashah chata ala nefesh. And he'll bring a kapara since he sinned. V'chibi is a nefesh chatazeh. What'd he do? Ela shetzir atzmo min hayayin. He withheld himself. He pained himself from wine, v'halo dvarim kavachomer. And this is a kavachomer, but he prevented himself from wine and he's a sinner. Says the Gemara, it's a kavachomer. U'mazeh shelo tzir atzmomen elemen ayayin nikrachote. If this nazir, who didn't only prevented himself from having one benefit of olam hazeh, nikrachote, he already is considered a sinner. Hamitzar atzmomen called davar v'davar alachas kama v'kama. So surely if you prevent yourself from other items, right, from other items of gashmias, surely that will be a sinner. Mikan, kol yoshev v'taitis dikra chotis. That's why if anybody sits in fasting, will be called a sinner. Period. Let's just finish. V'adein krob b'nazir tamei ksev. What do you mean? That pasuk about v'chipra ashachad ala nefesh is by nazir tamei. What do you mean? You say that that's referring to nazir tahar. So bishuv d'shoda b'chaytu. Yeah, he did, the whole naziris itself is a chait. Becoming tamei is another one. You just, you complicated it and you did another chait. But not that there's just the nazir is also a chet. Period. This idea of this kavachomer hametzar atzmo mikol davar achas kav v'kama. So this is a world view of the Rambam. The Rambam takes this Gemara and really makes it a central place. You know, it's not just a hilchas naziris halacha; it's a hilchas deis halacha. The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Deis, where he's talking about proper behavior of everyone. Shema Yomar, the Rambam says, Hol v'akina v'atayv v'akovid, v'chayotzi and derech ra'a, u'mutzi and adam in ha'olam, since desire and kovid are take a person out of the world. I'll run away. I'll become a monk. I'll go into a mountain. I won't be involved in the world. I'll remain celibate. I'll eat bread and salt my whole life. I won't have a nice house. I'll just wear sackcloth all day. Says the Rambam, you're not allowed to behave like that. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. You're a sinner, says the Rambam, if you do that. What's the makar? Nazir. Our Gemara. Says the Rambam, there are 365 things you can't do. That's enough. It's enough. You don't have to... Okay, without Nazir, it's 364. But maybe if it's one of them, don't add on things. It goes the Yerushalmi. Is that enough for the Torah aser? Elat oser dvarim acherim. Ubechlal ze elu shemisan and tamid einin b'derach tova. Biyoser chachamim sheyada misagev atzmo. You shouldn't be rolling around in the snow. You shouldn't be torturing yourself. That is the Rambam. Again, this is against Chassidei Ashkenaz. Chassidei Ashkenaz, you know, believed in these types of tshuvas, which we'll talk more about in a minute. But the Rambam, in general, he takes Nazir as the prototype of a chote. We mentioned yesterday, we didn't see it inside, but the Ramban, again, this might be connected to their view on other things. The Ramban says, no. A Nazir is a great man. A Nazir is a great man, says the Ramban. Perek Vav Alach Yud Aleph of Bamidbar. Says the Rambam, ki hu ata nazir b'kdush aso, v'avodet Hashem. V'roi ha'yelosha yazir la'olam, v'yamod kol yom of nazir, v'kadosh le'lokav. He's not saying a nazir, you gotta bring a chatas. Right, you should remain a nazir your whole life, that's why you bring a carbon chatas. Okay, it's machlokes tanoim. The Ramban has to take his views in what he thinks. Again, this fits into kadoshim tiyu, this fits into the Ramban's others. V'nei yutzar kapara b'shuvo lihitame b'ta'avas ha'olam. He needs a kapara because what he's going back to, which is a chiddush. You're bringing a carbon for the asid, a carbon for what you're about to do. But this is the Ramban. Tosfos and Baba Kama has a little, like a middle idea. Baba Kama tzaddik aleph amid beis. Tosfos there has a lashon that a nazir is a good thing and a bad thing. A little good, a little bad. The mitzvah, he says, mitzvah gedolah min ha'aveira. The positive aspects are greater than the negative aspects. You know what the Tosfos compares this to? It's like somebody who has a tainus chalom and he fasts on Shabbos. Wonderful, you're fasting to get rid of your tainus chalom, but you have to fast on Sunday again because you fasted on Shabbos. Right? So it's a good thing and sometimes things aren't so simple. So that's what, yeah, the Rambam, the Ramban, and Tosfos. One other idea, though, we'll get to the Mishnah. Again, the Amud Beis really is just a list of words, so that's why we really have a little bit more time, and then we'll turn over. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Kol Yeshi B'tainus Dikra Choti, we're not supposed to have extra fasts. Again, this is following the Derech of the Rambam, and the Meiri here follows the Derech of the Rambam also. Who should fast? Who should sit in fast days? Eino ela misha eino tzarech lakach lerefuas klal. V'noach lo, it's better not to. V'noach lo sheyelech v'derech hamemutzas, go in the middle path. V'litin leguv chelko atzarech lo. Give your body enough what it needs to eat. K'dei shetimso nafsho sa'ad v'ezer lehizbodeid v'lavodes Hashem. You have to be strong enough to think about God and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yisagiv atzmo, achi yimashchas gufo. Don't torture yourself until you destroy your guf. Look what he says. U'mevatel kli mehechano. Where does he get that from? That's a lashon from Milcha Shabbos, that when you make something muksa, right, you put a cup under something muksa, you're mevatel it. So he says, if you do that to yourself, you're being mevatel kli mehechano. Right? You're a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avo kol shero atzmo tzarek, only if you need it. If you're all the way on one side, maybe you have to balance yourself. There is a discussion in the post-gim, in various contexts, about tshuva, about fasting, about what is meant. There is, we mentioned this in other contexts, of tshuva, the Noda B'Yehuda. If you never saw it, please look it up. Simen Lamed Hei. It's in Noda Kama, Aleph Simen Lamed Hei. Where the tshuva, the question is, there was Rachman al-Islam, there was a guy who was mezana for 3 years with a married woman, with an Eish Zish. And he writes to the Noda B'Yehuda, okay, I'm ready to do tshuva now. Ready to do tshuva. Atan is Arabic tshuva. V'ashri lo shetarasa amda baruch Hashem. He's coming back. V'nafsho lishol higiyeshu ata chasan isha azosh shenasa bita. With the mother-in-law. Terrible, terrible story. First of all, does he have to tell his father-in-law? That was the first half of the tshuva. If you know a woman who is mezana, you know, eish zish is insad, you have a chiyuv to tell the husband because the husband's living in sin. A, you have a chiyuv to tell number two, you're the noef. So, do you have any nemanus in this issue? Right? What? You're admitting that you were the one. So that's the first half of the tshuva. The first three pages, you have a chiyuv to tell. Fine. The second half of the tshuva, he says, how do I do tshuva for this? How many fast days? How much torture? So it says the Nodabi Yehuda. The Hizkir, and the man says, I'm a very weak person. I'm a very weak person. I'm an Adam Chalush. What do I do? Lo yisbo koshi etanesim v'sigufin. I can't handle it. So says the Nodabi Yehuda. Listen to this line. Beautiful. Hinei hiksho l'sho mimeni davar kasha. She'inu ragel l'hashiv l'sho mimeni. You ask me a very hard question. No, the Behuda said it's a very hard question. You ask me a hard question. She'ela b'davar shalo uchalim so shorish b'divrei ha'gemara uva poskim. There's nowhere in Shas where it says an answer to your question. Ki lo matzino b'chol ha'talmud mispar ta'anios yamim charutzim v'katzuvim l'kol chet v'ashma k'fi chomer ha'avon. How many fasts for every aveira? What does it say that? Give me a gemara that says that. Amnam hakbalas bismartan esim lonis parish lo b'kasav lo b'gemara rak sifrei musur v'tshuva harichu bazeh v'rov divreihem benuyim al svaros krasios b'li shoresh v'sefer echa nishan al chaveir b'li yisod klal. I don't like that whole genre of svarim that lists off how many fasts for every aveira. Umatzina bazeh har bechumrus var bekulos kasha alay lahashe bazeh. In other words, this is out of halacha. This is extra halachic question. Ubiyichud acharei sheroi sheval tshuva atzma hutsurva mirabanan. He's going to do this. He's not going to be able to learn. Hinei avano gadol min so mitzad chover ha'imin atzma ish az ish. I have no idea how you should do tshuva. Shehismid b'cheid zesh shalosh shanim retzufos. V'ayim ha'bebayis v'shchichalei bevadai. Ein mispar l'rov pa'amim. V'lo yaspikolo shnos mishu shelach l'mispar ta'anios b'tshuvas ha'mishkal. Even if you fast the life of Mishu Shelach, it's not going to be enough tshuva, in my opinion, says the Nodabi Yehuda. And he continues what you're supposed to do. And he gives him some advice about tshuva and learning, etc. But he's not into fast days. He's not into fast days. And we got to move, but Rav Avadya also says in a tshuva, he has a tshuva about if your tefillin fall down, do you fast? He talks about we're weak today, maybe, he says, but really it's better if the whole tzibur gets together and has a tiny lashon hara. So that would be much better in my opinion. Forget food, how about lashon hara? How about the whole tzibur getting together? One else out of the Torah falls down. Okay, some want to fast. Have the whole tzibur take off from work, says Rav Avadya, and learn all day. How about that? No, people won't do that. Okay, I'll fast all day. But to take off from work and learn all day? Again, this relates to this issue about Yoshe Batinus. Okay, we got to move.
Where'd it come from?
The Chachmei
Mondays and Thursdays and Elul.
Right, Mondays, Thursdays. So it is in some Rishonim.
So what is it against the Gemara?
I mean, the Gemara that call Nazir a Kadosh and a Nazir a Chote. I mean, they're Yoshe B'tainis de Krachote. Right, this Gemara seems to say clear that Yoshe B'tainis. Maybe they'll say, that's only Stam Yoshe B'tainis, but if you're really doing it, it's Tshuva. Again, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, you know, or a Yudah HaChassid type of, you know, they were more into this approach. Okay, HaOmer, somebody says. So now we finish Yados. Remember Yados in the Mishnah? That was incomplete Lashonos. Now we're up to kinuyim. What are kinuyim? We mentioned other words in other languages, maybe, that mean the same thing, like a carbon. Konam, konach, kones, harei lekinuyim lekarbon. Those words are kinuyim for a carbon. Cherik, cherif, cherif, harei lekinuyim lecherim. Those are kinuyim for a cherim. Nazik, naziach, paziach, harei lekinuyim lenaziris. Shvusa, shkuka, noder b'mohi. I make a neder b'mohi. Mohi is another word for Moshe. Another for Moshe, Rabbeinu, for like Moshe, shvua. How are they kinuyim l'shvua? So these are all words for a shvua. Itzmar. So kinuyim. What are kinuyim? We spoke about this on that base. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lashon Umosein. Rabbi Yochanan says kinuyim are other language synonyms. What's the synonym for carbon in another language? So these words, konach, konach, all these words. Rishimim lakish omer no. Lashon shabadu lohem chacham lias no derbo. No, this is a language that the rabbis made up to use instead of the real word. Why would they do this? We'll see in a minute. The chodesh that he made up. The time I takin rabbanan kinuyim. So Reish Lakish, why the rabbis make up a whole new language? Why? The lo lema carbon. Because we don't want people saying the word carbon. Lema carbon. Why not? Say the word carbon. Dilma amar carbon lashem. Because maybe they'll come to say carbon lashem. So for dilma lema carbon lashem. What's wrong with that? Dilma amar lashem lo amar carbon. Maybe a person will say lashem carbon. And after Lashem, maybe something will happen, and I'll get distracted. So it'll come out that it'll just say Shem Hashem Levatala. Then it'll come up, Shem Shemayim Levatala. So that's why we don't want people saying the word carbon, and that's why it flows off people's mouths when they say the word carbon and Lashem, they go together, because that's like psukim. Kaziach, no, people aren't going to say Lashem unless they really mean it. But Tanya, Shem Omer, Right, even the Torah says it. The Kavachomer, and it's a Kavachomer. If in the Torah it's totally l'shem shamayim, Omer Torah Karban Lashem, and still the Torah says you should say the opposite order, Karban Lashem, Levatalach, it's kind of a comma, surely Levatalach, one should make not to say it. So that's why the Chazal, according to Reish Lakish, made up this new language, Kones Konam, because the word Lashem doesn't flow from these words, like we're so used to saying Karban Lashem. So people are going to be very meticulous and careful when they say these other words. If they want to say Lashem, they'll only say it when they mean it. Yeah. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, we don't have time right now, that if you, on the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, by the Goralos, Lashem Karban! Violates this Gemara. Look at the Rishonim there in the Ritva and others in Yuma Lamites, where there he said Lashem first. The Kohen Gadol, when he picked out the Seer Lashem and the Seer Lazazel, he picks up the Kalfi, and Lashem! Right, he picks up the Goral, and he said Lashem. Together we showed him there, deal with it, why, maybe he's the Kohen Gadol, maybe he's, right, we're not, it's different. Lema Katanoi.
It's Mashmah
here that you can say carbon first. Mashmah here that me Iker Hadin, you can say carbon first. You can, but it's better, I'm saying you should say, meaning instead of Lashem carbon. You can, but we're worried that people are going to do the other way. Let's say this machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is really machlokas Tanoim. Beshame Yomrim Kinuye Kinuye Nasur Beisilal Omrim Kinuye Kinuye Mutarin. We have a machlokas Beshame Beisilal. What about the Kinuyim of Kinuyim? The Kinuyim of Kinuyim, meaning substitute words of the substitute words. So machlokas whether they're Asur or Mutar. So my love, what's that machlokas about? So man Amr Kinuye Kinuye Nasur, and the one who says it's Asur Kazar Kinuye Lashon Umosein. According to what it says, Asur holds like the first opinion that it's another language. So you have another language and another language to another language. What's the difference? They're all other languages, so it should be all be Asur. According to what it says, Mutter Kasava Lashon Shavadu Lohen Chachamim. No, the specific kinuyim are what the rabbis made up. Substitutes of those the rabbis didn't make up. So that's why it's going to be Mutter. So Gemara answers no. Two other ways to explain the machlokas. Lo, the kuliyam kinuyin lashon umosein. Maybe really everyone holds kinuyin are other languages. Then why isn't everything included? Beis Shammai savri b'haninami mishtoi umos. No, Beis Shammai says, yeah, people use these other words. The kinuyin are also what people use. Ubeis Hillel savri b'hanilo mishtoi umos. Beis Hillel says, no, people don't use them. Ask the Rashba, what's machlokas and mitzius? Whether people use these words or not? Can't be. So what it really means, and the Ran also says this, is that no, it's a slang. It's a slang. It's not real words from that language. But the slang have the status of a language. Right? Until it's in the dictionary. Right? Then it's not slang anymore. But when it's slang, is there certain words don't have the status of a language. And therefore, it does not have the status of a key. Kinuyin, kinuyin, yes, they're used. So Beis Shammai says, Lamaisa, people use those words. So therefore, it's usher. It's usher. Beis Hillel says, no, but that's not a language. People made up those words. So therefore, it's no good. V'bayisema, another way to explain the machlokes, Beishamai sari gazunin kinuy kinuy mishem kinuyin, v'bayisil sari lo gazunin kinuy kinuy mishem kinuyin. Arbi goes there to ever make any xeris mishum the real kinuy. Okay? Till the Mishnah is just a list of words. Heichi dame kinuy kinuy dinadarim. What are the kinuy kinuyin? The mafarsh, the achronim say, why do we need the rest of this amud? This is all within Beishamai. Beishil says that it works anyway. Beishil says, it does not work anyway. Lomish people don't use these words. So just wrote that sometimes the Gemara is Shachal Vatari within Beis Shammai. So what are the Kinuyim Kinuyim? Tani Rav Yosef. So our Mishnah mentioned the Kinuyim. What are the Kinuyim Kinuyim? Maknamna, Maknachna, Maknasna. Heichidame Kinuyim Kinuyim Der Cherim. What are the Kinuyim Kinuyim of a Cherim? Tani Mipshah. Mipshah says, Charakim, Charachim, Charafim. Kinuyim Kinuyim Der Naziris. Tani Rav Yosef. Machzakna, Manzakna, Mathichna. Ibai Seim, Ibai Lahu, what about Mifchaznamai? Mischaznamai, Mitzaznamai. What about those words? No answer. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Kinma Mai. What if somebody says Kinma? Konim Ka'amar? Does he mean Konam, being a real Lashon Karban? Odima Kinman Besen Ka'amar? Does he just mean like Kinman Besen by the Ketores, cinnamon? Question. Amalei Ravacha Bredurichi, Larav Ashi, Kina Mai. What about Kina? Kina Shotal Golan Ka'amar? Do we assume that a person just means a chicken coop? A kan, oldim aloshin dekonam, tibai, which is teku for nidarim. No answer. Kinikunin de shvua hechidami. What about the kinui kinuyin of a shvua? Shvuel, shvutiel, shikukael, shvuel. Shvuel ben gershomashma. What do you mean? Shvuel is a name. It's a name in Tanakh. Ella shvuvael, shvutiel, shikukael. The Bach takes out the next word, mahu. Amar, shvuel, amar, ashivta, lo amar klum. If you say the word ashifta, it's meaningless. Ashkika lo amaklum, that's also meaningless. Karnish, karinsha lo amaklum. All these words are not even kinuya kinuya. Nadar b'mohi harelu kinuyim. The Mishnah ended off by saying another kinuy of a shvuah is nadar b'mohi. If you make a neder like Moshe Rabbeinu's neder, last week's parsha, when Moshe Rabbeinu swore to Yisro that he's not going to leave until he has permission. Yoel Moshe l'sheves esoish. So the Gemara says Tanya. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, the Ran says, explaining the Mishnah, not arguing. Ha'omer b'mohi lo amar klum. If you just say the word b'mohi in Moshe, that doesn't really mean anything. B'mumsa d'amar mohi. In the Shvua, like that Moshe said, Hare Elu Kinyin L'Shvua. That's a kinui for a Shvua. Period. We'll stop here.